Those of you on the call then cannot see what I'm wearing, but I've got a fairly yellow shirt on tonight. And I'm calling this the color of grace. So tonight, yellow is going to be representing grace. The title for the sharing I would like to pull forth for you is called Favor and Grace. We have a bunch of collaterals at home sometimes that we forget to use, or for whatever reason we don't use. But, you know, I pulled up my Bollinger's Concordance, and I looked up his definition of grace that he has there, and it's pretty neat to see this, and I wanted to read it for you guys. So grace is a kind, affectionate, pleasing nature and inclining disposition, either in person or thing. Objectively, it denotes personal gracefulness, a pleasing work, beauty of speech, etc. Subjectively, it means an inclining towards courteous or gracious disposition, friendly willingness as a part of the giver of a favor, kindness, favor on the part of the receiver, thanks. The word denotes specifically God's grace and favor manifested towards mankind or to any individual, which as a free act is no more hindered by sin than it's conditional upon works. It is the grace of God because it denotes the relation assumed and maintained by God towards sinful man. And we know at the very beginning how that went. It is joined with Christ because it is manifested in and through him. So I thought you might want to revisit that definition of grace. Now, I would like for you to think about the last time you did a favor of grace. Okay? You may ask, what's a favor of grace? There is a difference the world can offer, and that is they can offer a favor, and oftentimes it's conditional. Do I think the person deserves it? They might run across their mind. Or what's in it for me? Sometimes they call that reciprocity. And that doesn't just happen to individuals. It happens with countries. You scratch my back, and I'll scratch yours. What kind of grace is that, huh? Those who are aware of what God has done for us knows that we should extend the love through His, God's grace. We all have engaged in this act of kindness and giving from time to time, remembering what it says. And let's go to Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Christ endured what he did to extend the grace of God to us. See? So we should be tenderhearted and kind to one another, forgiving one another. For God did that via Christ for us. So how hard should it be to be graceful and have a favor of grace to those around us? The encouragement is to do it more frequently. Do it more frequently. We are to be gracious with our words and actions, remembering how this word, grace, was shown us by all that the Father gives us. We sometimes say, be more graceful with him or her. I've said that, you know, meaning be more loving or compassionate with them. There was no one at the beginning telling God to be more graceful with the people and us today. No, God decided in his own heart to do that for us. Thank God. First of all, allow me to take you to a verse of scripture that was shown to me when I first started learning God's word way back when. And for this, I'm going to read it out of my original King James Bible. And I've had a note or two of Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. This is one of those verses that has it in there twice. So it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. It doesn't say come with an attitude or a chip on your shoulder. It just means let go of everything that's trying to hold you back and say you're not good enough to see God and His wonderful grace. You come with a sure heart boldly that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do we have times of need? Absolutely. Now, this grace is what we call, and I wrote this way back then, unmerited divine favor. I'll never forget when I wrote that in there, because I didn't know it that way, and I said, wow, let me write that in there. Unmerited divine favor is what grace is to us. Showing favor and grace with one another puts us in a better place to grow up into Christ and His examples, as Jab Majera shared yesterday. We want to grow up into these things, right? We don't want to stand on the outside or try and run neck and neck. We want to grow up and build up our lives with many attributes that God has. But this is a biggie, grace. This is a biggie, grace. So I want to give you some grace and favor reminders by going to God's Word. Just a few verses here. And the first one, I really thought it was done very well in the Amplified Bible. So allow me to go there, and you can follow in your Bible. And it's going to be in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And when you get there, please go down to verse 16. And it reads, for out of His fullness, abundance, speaking of God, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor, and gift, heap upon gift. Isn't that neat, the way I put that? Mm-hmm. But you see, that's our God, and He doesn't hold back with His goodness that He gives us, because He only gives us good things, right? Now, if you could please turn to Psalms chapter 84. Psalms chapter 84 and verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. When I first read that verse, I thought, are we walking around with our heads down, condemning ourselves, thinking we ain't good enough? Are we holding our heads up high and walking this upright walk, knowing that God gives grace and glory to those of us who are keyed in with Him and His love? Huh? Look at Proverbs chapter 8, please. Proverbs 8 and verse 35. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hey, Father, can you do me a favor? Well, you know what? He does. He does. He does by calling your name specifically as an individual. You're a big deal to God. You're one of His children. Remember how the guy lost one lamb? And he said, I just won. I got all the rest of them. What did he do? He went looking for it. And did he just say, hey, come on, let's go, let's go? He put it over his shoulder and carried it. He lovingly took care of the one sheep that escaped. So God is always ready for us when we need His help. By ourselves, individually, because He loves us so much. And He shows us this through His grace. The next one I would like for you to turn to is Psalms chapter 5, please. Psalms chapter 5 and verse 12. For Thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. Okay, that's a done deal. He will bless the righteous. Are we righteous? Absolutely. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. That's our God. That's our God. And finally, let's do 2 Peter, please. So you see, grace abounds much, but we have the opportunity to be kind and gracious with others, showing how Jesus Christ was doing that with his ministry. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18. Remember, every word that's in God's word is there for a reason. It's specifically designed to put us in a place he wants us to be in. It's specifically designed to put us in a place that is better than where we're at. It is specifically designed to help us to grow. Okay? God doesn't want our lives to be stagnant. He wants us to grow. And when we grow, we want to hold it forth to others around us. See? Whether if it's in a fellowship, or you're just calling a friend, or you're on a phone call with someone and you want to pray for them. So, 2 Peter 3:18 says, but grow in what? In grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I wanted to close with a song that is really sweet. And this song is simply titled, as I go to it, Grace. It's simply titled Grace.
My heart is so proud. My mind is so unfocused. I see the things you do. It's great things I have done, and now you gently break me, and lovingly you take me, and hold me as my father, and mold me as my maker. with you, I'm learning what your grace really means. The price that I could never pay was paid at Calvary.
Father, I want to thank you for this time we can take, knowing a little bit more about you and what you want us to do with our lives, Almighty God. And like the song said, Father, we may not measure up all the time with what we do, but your love is greater than all that, and your grace is so sufficient for our lives. So I pray for each heart here tonight, and for those who have called in, Father, that we continue to walk in this grace, and to demonstrate it with our words and actions with others around us, Father, because, wow, it just covers everything. And, Father, you are a good God, and I just thank you again for your great love and your help that you offer us, Father. Help us to seek your face more and more each day. And this prayer, Father, I give to you in the name of my risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.